Welcome to a Song of Ice and Fire symposium. My name is Nav, and my pronouns are they, them.
And my name's Harmit, and my pronouns are Hershey, like the chocolate.
And this is A Storm of Swords, chapters 48, 49, and 50. In these chapters, Jon Snow is back at Castle Black.
Castle!
I focused so hard on not saying Jon Snow is black at Castle Black that I like messed up the castle part.
That's funny.
It's good to be black on the moon. That's a reference. What am I saying? Oh, in these chapters, Jon Snow is back at Castle Black. I got it right, but I thought I messed it up, so I'm going to do it again. In these chapters, Jon Snow is back at Castle Black. And Catelyn is back at the twins. And Arya is back at it again with them white vans.
That was the last reference I expected you to make.
I don't know, but like I went back at it again and then I had to say with it because I couldn't think of like anything else.
It felt right. The cadence was there and it was just going to happen. Okay. However.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Should this be post intro?
I don't know.
Okay, wait. Welcome to the podcast, everyone. Go.
This was just, like, reunion time.
Okay. So, what did you think of these chapters? What were the vibes?
Okay, the vibes were a lot of little reunions, a lot of little, like, throwbacks. Just, like, people remembering, oh, I remember this happened, and I was like, oh, I'd forgotten that. Thanks for the reminder, George R.R. Martin. Okay, so what order did we read them in? Jon was first.
Mm-hmm.
Or was it Samwell?
Yeah, no, Jon.
It was Jon.
Sam was last week.
Last time we pretty much read the same chapters. It was just Jon substituted for Samwell this time.
And then the same you're right. Characters.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I guess because, like, these are the two places where the action's happening currently. Because everywhere else we're, like, waiting for the action to happen. So we gotta, like, spend time elsewhere.
Yeah. But yeah, so Jon's chapter was... Jon's chapter was nice, but, like, really sad. Like, when Gren and Pip came back, I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna bawl. Like, what is happening right now? But it was just really, like, it was nice, but then it was like, bro, like, I'm sorry, you know? Jon's chapter was just like, bro, I'm sorry, you know? And then Catelyn's chapter
And he was also like, my bros, I'm sorry.
Exactly. I'll say more when we get to it, but it was just pretty much heartbreaking. And then Catelyn's chapter was interesting. Catelyn's chapter was nice because we finally got to our destination. I was like, I cannot handle more Catelyn. Got somewhere.
Yeah. The miserable rain.
Exactly. Because Catelyn's traveling chapters are all just misery. And, like, I get it, but it's like, I can't keep reading more miserable traveling chapters, okay? Like, I'm done, okay? So,
You would have, like, stationary miserable chapters, not miserable travel chapters.
Well, yeah, because with stationary, things are happening. There's other people involved. With traveling, it's, like, the same two phrases that you're stuck with or whatever's going on, you know? Like, that's just how it'd be. So, anyway, Catelyn's was interesting. And then... But, okay, so that's
Arya's
the one that I liked.
Travels no, that was, also sh- came to him.
Hey, I'm still talking about Catelyn.
Okay.
So I liked that part of Catelyn's chapter, but then I didn't like Frey. Frey can go die in a hole. Like, Walder Frey. Like, specifically him. Okay.
He should die. Now. Hey.
What?
That's his, like, voice, like, speech thing. It's so annoying. Extra annoying on the audiobook.
Oh, really? Oh,
my God. Which is why, usually what I do is I'll read, but I'll also have the audiobook. What that keeps me from doing is, like, wandering off to my own thoughts, you know, while I'm reading, so it keeps me on track. But today it was just so distracting. I could not deal with the voices, so I just turned it off and just, like, read old-fashioned.
Like, back in the day, like our grandmas used to.
Honestly, yeah. In silence.
Grandma. Yeah, so that was that. And then
so you don't like
what were you saying about Arya's? I hate Frey.
Okay. Welcome to the club. About... I mean, not even welcome. Like, we've been here since
exactly
that chapter in book one when we met him, so.
Yeah, I just felt the need to say it again because literally grossness all around. Okay, what were you saying about Arya's?
Oh, just that Arya's miserable travels also hopefully came to an end.
Oh, yeah. But with Arya, I just kind of lose hope with every passing day. So I, you know.
What do you mean?
With Catelyn, like, because with Arya, we've been doing this for 3 books. She has been traveling for 3 books. Catelyn has also been traveling for 3 books, but she takes breaks and gets to places. Arya does right. too, but they just get worse. Like, you know,
yeah, the breaks aren't so much breaks as they are torture.
Yeah, exactly.
And I with mean that literally, not figuratively.
Exactly. But with Catelyn, it's like, you know, she goes sees Renly's peach. Like, you know, like there's some.
Like, I forgot. Can't believe you said Renly's peach.
I had to. I just know.
But I was just like saying, I was expecting you to end that sentence with like, Renly's camp, Renly's arm, yeah. Like not Renly's peach.
Nah, bro, I am a member of the Peach fan club, PFC. Let's go. Like, it sounds like I'm saying like a football club. Like,
yeah.
Sorry, my brother's obsessed with soccer/football, depending on where you are in the world. And he's always just like, what's the one team? He's like, EFG, PSG, PSG, not EFG, yeah, PSG, he's obsessed with.
Which one's
Paris
that?
Paris Saint-Germain, which is okay. The one that Messi...
Those words mean nothing to me.
Okay, well, yeah, anyway, so it's, you know, France, Paris.
The only football club I'm interested in is Richmond. That's a Ted Lasso reference.
Interesting. Okay. So yeah, that's
once your brother's a bit older, he would love that show. But he would probably like pick out all the mistakes. But it would still be great. Okay, doesn't matter.
Oh my God.
What are we talking
about? Anyway, so those were my opinions of the 3 chapters.
Okay. And who died in late chapters?
Oh my God. Ooh.
Hang on. John. I don't think there like anybody legit died. I think it was just like hearing about the deaths we've already heard about. Like John found out about his brother's quote unquote dying.
I was like, bro, this was books ago. Like, you good? Like,
yeah. Just kidding, well, just but kidding. They've been beyond the wall since the end of book one. Like that's book one insane. Ends with them riding off into the distance.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, so, I literally cannot remember.
I don't think anybody died in John's. Okay, Catelyn. So they get there. So a guy falls off his horse, but I don't think he dies.
We find out about some of Bolton's people.
Oh, somebody comes back from the dead, supposedly.
Mm-hmm. Theon.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about that because I'm angry at you.
Me?
Yes, because I was like, he's not dead. And then you were like, he is dead. So then I was like, okay, well, you're saying he's dead, so he must be dead. Because I was like, maybe he's not dead. And then you were like, no, he's dead.
When did I say he's definitely dead? But also, how do we know for sure that he's not dead? Like, I don't think
we don't.
Know either.
Yeah, we don't. We literally don't know. But I don't know. When I first saw that, I was like, you're joking. And I felt a lot of rage at you. And then I was like, I don't know. I'm joking.
Okay. I think what you're remembering is when you said, oh, Theon's alive and they just decapitated him. And I came back at you with, how can he be alive if he's decapitated?
Okay, wait, I forgot about that. I forgot. Wait,
see,
but
it's all your things that you blame on me. So take your rage and point it inwards, okay?
Because
that's more of what we need. That was sarcastic. I'm saying don't be mad at yourself.
Ouch. Okay. That hit. Anyway, I'm joking.
Wait
okay,
until y'all hear about the stunt she pulled this week.
I didn't pull
missing
no stunt.
Person
I
alert.
Was not okay. This is not something that you have permission to talk about on air. And no, I was not missing you guys. Like literally, like nothing, absolutely nothing happened. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, so you got mad at me for no reason when you were the one who forgot what the word decapitated means.
No, shut up. No, but then must have been, maybe he's like a chicken. I don't know.
Because I don't want to confirm it either way for you, because we still don't know. So, like, you're putting things on me that I did not say. So
I know, but either way, I feel like, I don't know, I'm going to have to go back to that episode or something, because I don't like this.
That,
I
don't know. Like, the where he died episode, or where he... Yeah,
where he died episode, because the decapitated stuff happened a lot later.
That was that happened in the Discord.
Yeah, exactly, like that. Yeah, so that was like weeks later, or at least a week later, at the very least. So I don't know.
No, it was months later, because we were recalling stuff.
Oh yeah,
because you were you were like, oh, Rorge and Ryder are at Winterfell, and Theon's alive. They just decapitated him.
It's fine. We've already talked about this on air. We don't need to bring up old wounds.
This is my favorite thing. I just want to sit here and do this all night.
You just want to sit here and make fun of me for things that I remembered wrong. And okay, you know what? I was under a lot of stress when we had that conversation on Discord. And I really thought I did something because I wasn't thinking. Okay, it's fine. Anyway, yeah, so the Theon thing, very confusing. Lord knows what's going on, because it's not like Bolton ever tells the truth, or Ramsay, like father like son. Anyway, who died in Catelyn's chapter? Let's move backwards, please.
Yeah, I don't think, like, anybody straight up... I think we heard about somebody else, like, one of the Manderly guys got recaptured. Oh, and a third of Bolton's forces died when the mountain pulled up on them, and they were like halfway across the river or something.
Yeah.
So, but I don't feel like any of them were named.
I don't know if a third died. I think a third just got left behind on the other side, and then he didn't say how many died.
Right.
Because some people are still like...
There may be captives, right.
Yeah. And, like, some people he said ran away, so we're not sure, but...
Right. So there's, like, some deaths there.
A sizable amount of deaths, but I think mostly unnamed, or all unnamed. But okay. Yeah, that's who died.
I think that is everything. And then for Arya's, a lot of pigs died. Because of the salt pork and the pickled pig feet, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, right? Like, I don't think... Because they didn't do anything. Arya's chapter was just like, we're on our way. We're here. Like, that was...
I didn't understand the point of Arya's chapter.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Because it was so short. Like, it could have been the last chapter. But I guess then we needed the Catelyn chapter in between to, like, catch us up to, like, oh, the wedding's actually happening now.
Yeah, but it was still kind of like... I don't know. It just didn't feel like there was... any greater context to it outside of they're traveling and the wedding's happening. Like, that was kind of the only thing, is like, oh, the wedding's happening now, you know?
Yeah, I guess so. No, I understand, like, it's a very short chapter, so.
Yeah, it was literally 7 pages.
And hopefully that means that we won't have to talk about it for very long.
Yeah, I really hope we don't, because there's literally nothing to talk about in there, like, bro.
But maybe I like some details.
No. We're moving on. Anyway.
But 7 chapters, that's like 700 words. Pages. Meant.
It's okay. We know what you meant. It's all good. But all we're not gonna...
Okay. Yeah. Who died? We got Summer the vibes.
Ising.
Okay. In 3, 2, 1, go. I'm leaving that in, because that was such perfect timing of you just dying a little bit.
You have to turn it down, though, because that was really loud on my screen.
We'll see.
Sorry. I, like, panic coughed. I, like, didn't mean to. Because, okay, sorry. You can cut this part out, but context. Like, when I'm sick, it takes me, like, months. Not months, but sometimes up to, like, a month or more. Like, a month and a half for the cough to leave. Not because I'm still sick or, like, anything like that. Because then the cough becomes my release of anxiety. Like, anytime I'm nervous. No, I'm telling you this right now. It's really bad. And I don't know. Like, it's like, look, when I get sick, and then, you know, you cough, you sputter, you, like, blow your nose, you do all these different things, right? Like, all the time. But then the cough, it's like when I get nervous, it's like the cough becomes a habit outside of it. And then I just can't not cough. Like, it's like a genuine thing. I don't know. I just, it becomes a source of like, because it's like, I feel like.
You don't need therapy at all. Moving on.
No, because you know when you're like, I feel like I can't breathe. So it's like, oh, I gotta breathe. But then it's like, instead I just, my body just coughs to get breath. I don't know. It's weird. Anyway.
All right.
Anxiety.
Three, two, anxiety. One. John.
Okay, John is now back at Castle Black. He goes and sees the armor. He's
gonna go and say that sentence all in one go. When it took me like five different tries. John is back in Castle Black.
Okay, now you messed up my time. How much time did I use?
None. Three, two, one, go.
Okay, John has finally gotten back to Castle Black. He sees this very empty, but then he sees the armor. Armorer takes him to Maester. Maester is like, legs, heal, fix, kind of, sort of, grin, pep, hey, what's going on? And then he tells them everything. He's trying to update them. He's like, please do something about this. They're coming from the south. They're coming from the north. They're making us separate. Oh my god, why are you guys going to all the different castles to deal with them? We need to stay at the central castle with the gate, whatever. And then he finds out about all the deaths, like Bran, Rickon, and he finds out about all of that.
Switch.
And he's like, holy fucking shit. Catelyn, okay, they make it there. Walder Frey is just constantly sliding them at- shut up! Frey is just constantly sliding them at every single turn, everything. But Rosalind's pretty great, but Catelyn's like, can she bear children? She can bear children. She goes to the Maester. Then John, Rob, Bolton, we meet Bolton again. Bolton, fucking liar, coward, bitch, ass person. Bolton's like, hey, all of this happened, we were crossing, and then one third of my people got left behind, so I have less people now, and they're there B-word. To make sure that Gregor Switch. Doesn't cross. Sorry? Oh, Arya. B-word? Arya, what happened? Okay, wait, can you restart? Can you restart? I panicked.
Arya.
Okay, Arya, wait, literally nothing happened. Okay, her and Gregor finally, okay, so they're in a disguise. Gregor is, you know, hidden his face and stuff, even though he's been Sandor. Disguised before, he lets him go through. Sandor, Clegane, that's what I was trying to say, okay, Clegane, and he's like, oh yeah, like, we're carrying these pigs to the wedding, and the first guy lets him through, but then the north guy is like, oh my god, like, no way, you can't, just keep him here, it's fine, and then they're like, no, I'm gonna go find Rob, I'm not staying with the north people, and Arya's like, ah, sensory overload, I hate it here.
Okay, that's it.
She's on the camps. Why did I struggle with the chapter where nothing happened?
And then yeah, you could have just like said, well. Arya, nothing happened, and that I would have accepted it.
See, all the other chapters, I feel like I did a pretty okay job, but with Arya's where literally nothing happened, I was like, I don't know what to say, so I'm just gonna say everything.
Okay, alright, let's, okay. Yeah, we're gonna get into the chapters. Alright, John. So, John, he's not at Castle Black yet at the beginning. He is still riding, and he keeps reopening his wound so that it doesn't heal improperly. I guess that's the point, but that sounds like a lot, you know, just a lot. But whatever, that's the thing he's doing, and he's feverish, and
That I thought it was just like every time he climbed up it got ripped up every single time because his legs up against it and all that shit.
Oh my god, that's exactly what it is. I thought he did it on purpose.
No,
because
no.
This guy just literally pushed an arrow through his leg, yeah, rather true. Than leave it in, so I was not like
you were like, oh, he must be trying to cause himself pain.
It literally is just that every time he mounts up it like opens up by itself. Okay, I was like, yeah. He's maybe practicing some weird medicine. I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, no, it's just friction, man.
All right, okay, that makes so much sense. Thank you for clarifying. He is thinking of Ygritte and just like, oh my god, I was wrong to love her. He loved her. And he's thinking about, like, oh, I wonder if my dad felt this torn when he left my mom to go to Catelyn.
Even though, like, by our theory, this isn't true, but, like, it still, like, hit, like, deep down.
Right.
Like, this hit. I was like, oh my god, like, this is, like, I don't know, like, the John emo just, like, hit me in this moment. Like, for real.
Yeah. So, finally, he gets to Molestown.
But sorry, for this, I was just thinking, like, because in my mind, eventually he's gonna have to make the choice between King of the North and Commander of the Night's Watch.
Right.
He's just gonna get all the titles.
Well, what's he gonna choose?
for some reason he can't do both. So I feel like that'll be like the decision that's
worse. I literally think he can't do both because the Night's Watch is supposed to be impartial.
Yeah. So I think because of that, it'll be like, he'll be like, wow, the only other time I've had to make a decision this painful was when I had to leave Ygritte. Like, I feel like that'll happen. Okay. Anyway, that's just me writing the book for him. But anyway, yeah. So he got to Moletown.
All right. Yeah, he's got to Moletown. It's like night or something and people are sleeping. He wakes a couple kids up and is like, get me a mount. And they're like right on it too. And I love that. Mm-hmm. And he tells them that the wildlings are coming and they should like pack up and head to Castle Black as soon as they can. Mm-hmm. So he gets on a new horse and starts riding towards the wall, and finally he can see it. I didn't realize that you couldn't see it from Molestown. I kind of like, it's so large.
Yeah, how do you just not see it?
Yeah, maybe just like it's dark, misty, cloudy, I don't know. Yeah. And he says that the stone towers and halls of Castle Black look like huddled, broken toys beneath the great cliff of ice.
Oh my god.
Like, that's obviously, like, a thing of scale, but also just, like, they ain't ready. Like, this is, a lot of this is, like, he just rides through and there's nobody to stop him. Like, if he had been the enemy, you know?
Yeah, yeah. This is terrifying.
Yeah.
And also, I just wonder, like, yeah, he tells these people, like, hey, come seek refuge, like, at the wall. Mm-hmm. But it's just like Castle Black can barely support themselves. And I get that their whole purpose is protecting the people, and obviously they're going to warn the people. But in my mind, I'm just like, we can barely support, like, the two people we have.
Right, but
like,
maybe they can, the people from Molestown can help, you know, with some of the defenses. Because most of the castles, like towers and things, are abandoned. And he's riding through them, and maybe they can, you know, be stationed at some of those, and even if it's just like as lookouts and not anything more, that's something true. Better than nothing, because they don't got any true. Like gates or walls or anything.
Yeah.
Oh, that's such a bummer.
This is terrifying, bro. Okay, yeah. But I never, maybe I definitely just wasn't paying attention, and you're gonna make fun of me, but so Castle Black is like the middle castle of them all?
Yes.
Okay, because I was like, how is he on the King's Road? And then Castle Black is right there. But I guess it's like, it's the castle, so it's like in the middle.
Yeah, the King's Road specifically leads to Castle Black.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, it like starts in King's Landing and ends at Castle Black.
Beautiful.
Yeah. And
he's so kind of looking around.
He rides like, in right into the armory. Like, nobody has noticed him. No, nothing. Like, just so wild.
Yeah.
And he finds Donald Noy there. Now, I love to see this guy again. He's the one who, like, first knocked some sense into him. Had, like...
Yeah! They had some nice moments, and he was like, dude, you're here. Fucking chill with your brothers. Like, calm down.
Yeah. And it was nice to see him again, and he's working, and he's like, is that Jon Snow? Like, what's going on? We heard you had gone over to the other side, and Jon's like, I did, but like Corin told me to, and but like, where is everybody? And we learn that some of the free folk have been like attacking different parts of the wall and getting the Night's Watch to spread themselves really thin and far apart. So there's like literally nobody here. So Bowen Marsh is the person that's in charge, and he's gone with like everybody who's really able to fight. All that's left are like the older people or the ones that are ill or like not trained yet. Just like, it's not good.
Yeah.
And Jon's like,
Jon's like freaking out about this. Yeah, he's like what the gates fuck?
Here, they can only really get a whole like people through the wall through this gate.
Yeah,
they're not going elsewhere. They're gonna attack here.
Yeah, like this is the real danger, and we're out here stopping them from like from what exactly? Like, what are we doing? Like,
yeah, it is. Oh, and there's, like, how many men are left here? 40-odd. So even, like, put, like, everybody who is not capable of fighting put together, 40 people.
That's it.
oh my god, against like 100,000 or something. It's oh god.
yeah, this is not looking good.
Yeah, and the person that's in charge is Sir Winton Stout, who is the only knight left, but he's so old that he, like, he's got dementia and stuff, and he doesn't, like, remember anything.
Yeah.
It's not good. So, anyway, they finally take him to Maester Aemon, and Maester Aemon's, like, what is it? Oh, he, oh god. Because he can't see, he has to, like, poke his way around John's wound to, like, assess it, which just sounded like fucking torture. And they're, I don't want to get to all the details, but, like, they do stuff, and it's painful. And John's just trying to, like, talk through all of it, and he's, like, not having a successful time.
It's not working. But even before that, like, he was hoping that freaking, what's his name? Ghost would be back here by now.
Oh yeah,
but he has not made it back.
Yeah, because Donald Loy asks about his wolf, which I thought was really nice.
Yeah,
and but he has to be like, no, I let him go. I thought he would be back here, but they're like, nope, we haven't seen him.
I can't. So when he's finding out about, like, literally, oh, two of your brothers who you thought were alive are dead. Winterfell is taken. All of this shit, and you don't even have your ghost.
Your wolf. Yeah. So where do you think Ghost is right now?
I think Ghost is causing havoc for the free folk, and I'm okay with that.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
So he learns about the dozen people who made it back from Craster's Keep. So there's some of his friends, like Doris Ed, Giant, and Gren. But it was only a dozen from, like, the 200 that left Castle Black a year ago. Or more, or whatever. And he also learns that Lord Mormont is dead, which is...
Yay!
Every time we learn, that's, like, you know? Like, yeah. I know this, but John learning this, it hit me again. Because this
was
his dad.
Oh, no.
Now his dad's gone again.
Oh, my God.
So then he's thinking, okay, who is it, who's gonna be the next Lord Commander? And Janos Slynt isn't around, as far as we can tell.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you were adamant that he's gonna be caught up here causing trouble, but he's not here yet, so maybe the trouble can be delayed.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's so John's like, okay, it's probably gonna be Cotter Pike or Dennis Malister. Mm-hmm. And they both hate each other, and they're stationed at opposite ends of the wall so that they don't have to interact with each other.
Oh, so my God.
We'll see who it's going to be. And some more of the fixing his leg, and he tells them about the free folk that he climbed the wall with, and the Thens, and the Magnar, and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And he also, like, tells them, like,
find the Horn of Winter.
Yeah. Ygritte said they opened 100 graves, but they never. And then they're like, who's Ygritte?
Who's Ygritte?
And he has to be like, she's this person with the Thens, but, like, she's not like them. I broke my vows with her. I never meant to, but
this was really like the fact that, like, obviously he was gonna be honest, like, it just, the way that he was honest with them, and, like,
it was,
like,
heartbreaking, but I was also so glad, because, like in a lot of stories, it'll be like he hides this part and then it comes out later and it causes trouble. I'm just glad he's, like, out with it, you know?
Yeah.
He didn't hide anything, I don't think.
Yeah. The Ned came out, and, like, he was, and it was just really nice. And I was just like, man, like, yeah. Yeah. It was just really sweet. But I just wish, like, obviously, like, you know, they had to heal his wound. They had to, like, deal with the stuff he was actually telling them, like, the objective, like, danger and shit. But I just wanted someone to, like, hug him.
I know.
You know? And it just, but at least they listened. I like Donald Noy.
Yeah. And so they've, like, got to cut away the infection with, like, a hot, glowing, red hot knife. And John looks at it as, like, I'm not going to scream. And then it just says, but he broke that vow as well. Because, like, obviously you're going to scream, dude. But But eventually he faints, which I thought was like a godsend, you know?
Yeah.
Like, why didn't they like knock him out before treating him?
I don't know, bro.
Ugh. So he like comes to at some point later and he's still in pain, but he's, you know, being taken care of. Mm-hmm. And Gren and Pip are there.
Yay!
And he's so happy see them. And they tell him, like,
they tell him everyone who made it back.
Yeah, exactly. And John obviously asks about Sam, and Gren has to be like, well, he killed another. That was cool. But then when Mormont died, he would not move. We tried literally everything we could, but we had to leave him. And John's a little bit like, oh my god, I can't believe he left him. But at the same time, there was like, we were there. There was nothing anybody could have done.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And they're like, well, maybe he's still alive. Who knows? Well, last time he was alive, so...
Yeah. Well, yeah, was but he also got captured by a fucking icy cold thingy. I don't even know what it is yet.
What would you name it if you... icy cold thingy?
Yeah, ICT. ICT. Icy cold thingy.
Okay. ICT. Okay, it doesn't matter. Oh, yeah, so John's like, okay, but, like, the Frey folk on the other side of the wall, and they're like, don't worry, we're keeping an eye on that. Mm-hmm. And,
We're watching the south.
And we've sent
ravens. We're watching the King's Road. We got the ravens. We're chilling. It's okay. Everyone knows you've done your thing. You need to rest. And he's like, oh my god, like, what's going
on?
We
should
contact,
you
have to tell,
like,
Winterfell. Like, tell Rob. And they're like,
and
oh,
like,
you poor
Winterfell.
Thing. Everyone's like, he doesn't know.
They have to tell him. And they're like, Balon Greyjoy has crowned himself again. And then I was like, actually, y'all are behind on your knees too, because he now dead.
He dead, bro. He dead.
Yeah. But, like, the whole thing. Like, everything that happened. They like, everybody believes that Bran and Rickon are dead. And that Theon's responsible for killing them. And then also for burning down Winterfell.
And Ramsay saved everyone.
LOL. Yeah, and this is... We hear here. two different hears. Uh-huh. That Ramsay, it's said that he's flaying Theon Greyjoy inch by inch for what he did. So that's like our first indication, like according to this rumor, Theon is also alive before we hear about it from Roose Bolton. Just saying. And John's like, but I saw a gray direwolf and it looks like he's put it together that it couldn't be Grey Wind, so it has to be Summer. And he's like, but if Summer's alive, does that mean Bran's alive? Or is it that, like, some part of Bran lives on in Summer? Like, what's going on?
Man.
Yeah. Maybe he'll go out looking for Summer and then find Bran.
That would be beautiful.
That'd be too good.
Good things don't happen in these books.
Yeah. But, yeah. So, like, now we know what Jon knows of that encounter. I don't think we've heard from Bran since then.
I don't think so.
Yeah, and then he's, like, drifted in out of dreams, dreaming of Winterfell, of Ygritte, pain, all the things. And just kind of
you
ends
know,
with,
I had a, I
like,
had
a little
weird,
bit of a nightmare. Yeah, sorry.
I had a weird little theory at this point.
Oh, okay. I like theories.
What
is
if
it
a he...
crackhead theory?
I don't know if it is. What if Ygritte is pregnant?
What? Okay, but then if she doesn't want a baby, she can take care of that shit.
Yeah.
Remember we talked about this?
We did. But what if she wants to keep it?
So do you think she's pregnant? I mean, John would be really, like, kind of heartbroken about that, because he's like, I don't want to father any bastards.
Yeah.
So you think that's what his, like, I will not father a bastard dream is about? Is that he actually did father a bastard?
Maybe I'm just putting it out there in case it happens, and then I can say I said it.
Interesting thought. I did not have that thought, but I like that thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what then?
I don't know, bro.
They're gonna, like, elope together or something?
I don't know. I think it would just lead to John's further, like, oh my god, you know? Would just be further emo John, because he'd be like, I have a child, and I abandoned my child, but this is my duty, my child isn't my duty, that was me fucking up, but it's still my child. You know, I think it'll just be more John-ish, John emotional issues. Not issues, but, like, problems.
Okay, cool. Predictions, I guess? Are they going to be attacked?
Yes.
By whom?
Free folk.
Which side of the wall, though? Because there's...
Both.
At the same time?
I think the ones from the south will probably be quicker. Because think about how quick John got there. Not quick, but, like, John's
quicker,
here.
Quicker, so. Yeah. But John had a mount. They're all on foot.
Oh!
Remember?
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I think the people from the, like, from the north of the wall are still, like, figuring it out. I think mm-hmm. they'll wait a bit more.
So, say, like, the Thens and, like, Ygritte's party, they attack. How does mm-hmm. that go? Is Ygritte still a part of them? Have they, like, left her alive?
Yeah, because remember I was like, it's her revenge era, and oh, so they're going to be, like... They're going to be like, help us get revenge, and then they might want to kill her, or might be like, take her to Mance or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they attack. How does that go?
I mean, like, you know, I'm going to be unwaveringly optimistic, and we're going to defeat them. Because what? There's like 50 of them? We can take them.
Are there 50? I feel like there's, who, he said there's more than 100.
But who successfully made it up the wall? I don't remember how many made it.
I think, like, he counts the ones that made it over, not the ones who died.
Okay, well, we have 40 people. They have 50, we have 40. It works.
No defenses whatsoever.
It's fine.
They have 40 fighters. We have 40 non-fighters.
Well, you know what? Okay. Bowen Marsh will hear of this, and Bowen Marsh will send back some people and be like, okay, we can't just watch the North. You know what I mean?
Okay, so they'll be able to get more defenses in time for that attack.
Yes, yes.
Coolio. I think that's, like, the only predict. Like, can we predict
anything?
Yeah, nothing
really.
Like, will Molestown people make it here?
Probably. I'd like to think so.
Will they be helpful in the attack in any way?
Yeah, they'll do their thing.
All right, then I guess let's move on to Catelyn. So, they have arrived at the Twins. They're now on the west side. When they first crossed, they were on the east side, because that's how crossings work. Anyway, and she's thinking about how, like, last year when, like it was a year ago when... Rob was last here doing this stuff and, like, all the things that have happened since, you know?
Wow. So it's only been a year since Whispering Wood?
Yeah. About.
Because this happened before Whispering Wood.
Because it's been, like, 2 years and, like, a couple months since the very beginning of the first book.
Wait, so Ned was alive less than a year ago, and Arya's been traveling for less than a year?
I wouldn't say less than a year ago. I would say, like, a year ago. Maybe a year and, like, 2 months.
Okay, interesting.
But yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so, you know, they're like, okay, here we are again, where we need Lord Walder Frey, and we don't like him. Mm-hmm. So they're waiting... to be greeted, and they're talking about, like, all the thing, like, you know, this is what the castles are like, and
yeah,
she's warning Rob to be, like, careful, and then she's like, also make sure you eat that bread and salt and wine or something so that we have guessed right. And Rob's like, it's fine. I got an army, and if it pleases you, if Walder Frey gives me like a stew smothered in maggots, I'll eat it and ask for a second bowl because I'm going to be on my best behavior.
Oh my god. Oh, I love Rob. Icon.
So they finish like their talk, and then finally, four Freys ride out. And it is Ryman Frey, who is the current heir to the throne.
Or okay, not the throne, two sorry. Questions. Two questions about this, right?
Uh-huh.
So he is the son of Stevron, who died fighting with Rob at Whisperingwood? Mm-hmm. Or not, no, later.
Some, out west somewhere.
Somewhere. Okay, that makes sense. So he died fighting with Rob. So then, so the heirship goes from oldest son to oldest son's son.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. That also makes
And then
makes
they
sense.
Go through all of those and then go back to second oldest son and okay, then go through all their descendants and then
third. And that's why the wards that we had at Winterfell were like 50th in line or whatever it was.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. And then second thing. So Sir Ryman is the grandson of OG Walder Frey?
Yes.
Okay, because at one point he says, my father, and I was like, dude, he's your gramp.
Oh, does but he? Okay.
It was later on, though. We can talk about that after.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, so he's there, and then he's also brought his, like, three sons. Yeah. And so they're, like, the next in line after him. So it's not Walder Frey himself, which Catelyn's like, is this a slight? Because, like, I mean, it is raining, but he usually travels in a litter, and that would keep him out of the rain. So maybe it's, like, supposed to be a slight against us, but maybe not, because he did send his heir as opposed to just, like,
some random dude. Some random son.
So it's, like, kind of respectful, which is the whole vibe of this entire chapter.
Yeah, it's, like, it's like okay. Because obviously it's, like, the king, so he can't do too much. But he's definitely taking the opportunity to do as much as he can.
Exactly.
And get away with it.
He's a petty bastard.
Yeah.
And so they pull up, and Grey Wind does not like them. And Rob's, like, trying to calm him down, but, like, Grey Wind, goes full-out attack mode. And Catelyn has to, like, get in between the wolf and the other people that finally gets Grey Wind to stop. And it's, like, intense stuff here.
Yeah.
And obviously the Freys immediately are like, is this how you make amends? Is that why you've come here to, like, you know,
these
do
people,
us dirty
man.
Once again? And that's just how they be.
Dramatique.
Yeah, they're quite dramatic. But, like, I get it. Like, a literal, like, wild animal to just attack them. And so it's only, like, one of them keeps his saddle, but the other two, like, fall, and one of their horses runs away, and, like, Rob's like, oh, my bad. Here, dude, take my horse, and I'll just walk. Like,
and he's like,
let's
he's
be
like,
nice about it.
He's like, I don't trust you. It's giving a stranger offered him candy, and he was like, I'm not taking your candy. He's like, I'll just ride with one of my brothers. Thank you very much. Like,
oh, the Frey is, yeah.
Yeah. But, well, like,
yeah, I don't know if I didn't get that vibe. I just was like, oh, they didn't expect Rob to be so courteous, you know? I got that vibe personally, but it doesn't matter.
It literally says, the phrase made no sign of, I don't know how to say that word. I've only ever read it. Obeisance?
It's like obedience. That's what it means.
Yeah, but I don't know how to, I've only ever read it in
so
my head.
So it just means that they, like, so Rob's like, here, take my horse, I'll walk, and they did not move. Like, that's what it means. It doesn't mean...
Yeah, but it's still, to me, yeah, but they could have been like, oh, thank you so much for offering, and they weren't.
Okay, well, they're offended, because they're also late, and Rob's like, have you looked around lately? Like, the rains,
oh my God.
They delayed us. Also, I sent you a bird, so
Oh my God.
I don't know what you're talking about. I texted you. I totally texted you that we're gonna record later and did not fall asleep dreaming about that text.
Shh, it's fine. It's fine. It was thundering that day, I think. So it's keeping with the rain vibes of the chapter.
Anyway, so I do not... Then they're like, oh, where's your wife, dude? We want to assess her, judge her, and be, like, mean to her. And they're like, oh, yeah, well, Catelyn, like, jumps in and is like, oh, Jane was tired, you know. We're just letting her rest over at River Run. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, sorry, go ahead.
So the Peter guy, or, no, not Peter. His name is, oh, JK, Blackwalder, that's his name. Peter's the youngest. Okay. Blackwalder, he's like, I've told my grandfather much of the lady. Two things. It's his great-grandpa. Not his grandpa. Second thing, does he know her, or is he just saying that in like a, oh, like we've heard so much about her vibes?
I think it's more of like he may have seen her like from a distance or like in the same room, yeah. But like, okay, it's more of like,
because I was like, they live pretty far apart. When would he have met her? But
oh, okay. No, because like up until Rob was married, like, the Freys were riding with them, you know? Maybe they met at some point. Doesn't matter. But it's definitely more of a vibe of, like...
Wait, the Freys were riding with the Westerlings?
No, with Rob.
Oh, I get it. Okay,
until
yeah.
Rob married the Westerling. Until he married Jane, the Freys were with him, right?
Like, but these specific Freys were with him?
I don't
him?
Know if they were these specific Freys.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
I feel like Blackwalder might have been there. Yeah,
okay. Anyway, I don't really like him. He seems kind of annoying.
Well, his name is Blackwalder, and he's got a temper. Like, that's why his name is Blackwalder.
Yeah, but I don't like him.
Yeah. And so Edwin, one of the other Freys, is like, okay, well, we've got these rooms prepared for you, and also we can have all your lords and everybody come in, but, like, your army won't fit, and we don't have that much food, so, I mean, well, we want them to celebrate, so we got them all this wine, and we built these tents to keep them, like, dry, but, like, that's all we can do.
Oh my god. Is this, okay... So in, like, for example, in Joffrey's wedding, is anyone gonna have to, like, is that camping out in tents? Is that the vibe of weddings?
Well, not everybody brings an army to a wedding, you know?
Oh, wait, yeah.
Right?
Oops, yeah. So I guess, like, no matter how many bannermen or whatever you bring, like, they just figure it out. They just accommodate.
Yeah.
Generally,
like, there's an invitation, like, especially like for Joffrey's wedding, there would be an open invitation to all the lords, like big and small, so they would make room for that for sure. And then their people, yeah, there would be like accommodations, and that, like, and like King's Landing can afford more than Frey can, although that may not be true because like King's Landing is in so much debt.
They
but
should be able to
like put it out and. Tyrion's working on making the money and stuff, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Because I was just like, how much of a probably slight like, is this?
Their guard, like, each of the lords will have their, like, little guards, like, even if it's, like, 10 or 20 people. Mm-hmm. I guess those people would be, like, camping out in the yard of the castle or maybe by the river like they did for the tourney or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I don't think it's to this exact scale, like, or the same vibe. You know, because this is, like, one large army as opposed to everybody's, like, little pockets of people.
Yeah, true. Okay. That makes sense.
So, finally, this Melni is over. That, folks, if you don't know, is, like, a tradition in Indian weddings where everybody, like, greets everybody at the gates and there's, like, a lot of blankets being exchanged. It's a thing.
Oh, my God.
And they're, like... Nope, I have never, ever seen any of those blankets actually being used. I feel like they're packaged for, like, specifically for, like, wedding tradition
things. Oh my god, yeah.
And then they go back to the shop that they came from, and then they go on to the next wedding. It's, like, rented blankets. Please. I don't think that's actually it. I think, like, people keep them, but I have...
People keep them, and then eventually in 30 years they get used, or when the next person like goes to Canada or UK or something, they take it with them to the next country. I feel like that's the only time it gets used. Like, I feel like one of the blankets we've opened, like, 15 years into being here is probably from, like, my mother's wedding. Like, you know, like, I wouldn't be shocked. Like,
yeah. Anyway, they exchange their blankets and then they move on. And they pull up to... Oh, no, they're not pulling up. So, like, the phrase right on and they follow. And Edmure pulls up and is like, oh, why didn't that Lord Walder Frey come greet us? And Catelyn's trying to, like, you know, be like, okay, it could be this or it could be a slight.
Yeah.
Either way, we'll deal with it.
Yeah, it happened, and then whatever.
They pull up to the gate of the, like, the gatehouse. Mm-hmm. And the gate of the gatehouse. Okay, sorry. Grey Wind refuses to cross in until, like, Rob is like, hey, dude, chill out. Like, it's fine. And he finally, like, gets him through. And the Freys are like, well, we can put him in a kennel. It's fine. And Rob doesn't like that. He's like, no, he's a direwolf, not a dog. And he hands Grey Wind over to his brother-in-law, Sir Rayland, and is like, okay, you stay with him and take care of him. And Catelyn's like, that's a smart move, actually, because then we will have one less Westerling in with Walder Frey, because we don't want that.
Oh, yeah.
So there's that. Oh, yeah. Finally, they're in the hall.
Mm-hmm.
Frey looks the same. He probably has looked this way for his entire 90, however many years.
Oh,
and,
my God.
And he's gross and all the things.
He's icky, icky. But his chair's cool. And it's way too big for him.
Right, yeah, because it's the shape of the Twin Towers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he, next to him, or, like, at the feet of his, like, at his feet, it just says, there, he's got one of his grandsons, right? Aegon, who they call Jingle Bells, who's mentally disabled. And they've dressed him in, like, the crown of a fool, and they've got bells around his neck, which is like, what are y'all doing? You're gross.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Catelyn's like, usually they keep Aegon out of sight. So is this another way to slight us, I guess?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, well, that's just a thing that happens, which at the expense of a person, which sucks. And I didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And his eighth fucking wife is beside him.
Oh, right. Eighth wife.
And this girl, like, she's, like, asked a question later, and she's like, yeah, totally. And I'm like, this poor girl, like, she's just a child. Like, what is happening?
Yeah. Oh, and, okay, so, everybody's there. Like, his whole entire fucking family's there. It's a crowded hall, you know?
Yeah.
And,
He's like, sorry, I can't kneel to you. I'm really old, as you know. And Catelyn's like, oh. She doesn't say that, but she's like, oh, this is his first use of the heh.
Yeah. And he turns to Edmure and is like, you want to see your bride? And Edmure's like, yeah, that would be great. And he sends somebody to, like, go find her. And he's like, okay, you'll see her, but clothed. Not until you're married will you see her naked. Which is like, dude, nobody was asking to see her. Why you gotta make it weird? And later on, he's like, oh, and we'll have a wedding and a feast and a sweet, sweet bedding. And I was just like, gross. Get the fuck out of my face, dude.
Yeah, he's, like, obsessed with fucking, and it's very weird.
But yeah,
not in, like, a... Him. Not in, like, a I-like-fucking way, but I like to think of other people-fucking way, which is even, which is just, what are you doing? Like,
but when these people are his children, that's
yeah, but just... he also, like, weds his own children, so.
Does, no, he doesn't. That's doesn't Craster, he? What are you talking
oh, wait, about? Oh, wait, sorry.
He gives
sorry.
Off Craster vibes, but that he is gives not.
Off, he gives off so Craster that I got confused.
No, there's actually, I don't think there's any straight up incest involved here. I'm sure, like, some of his great-grandchildren have married some of other of his great-grandchildren. It's just, by that point, they probably can't even trace the genetics because it's so far off.
True. Okay.
Yeah, but I don't think he has married his children.
Okay, good. I got confused. I forgot.
He just, like, after the Tullys, he's kind of like the second tier of powerful in the Riverlands, so he's got money and power, so, like, he just marries other people.
Yeah.
Into other families, yeah.
Okay, cool.
But yeah, he's gross.
At one point, he's like, because, you know, he keeps slighting people. He's like, oh, Rab, you're wearing a bronze crown? You're so poor. And then he's like, oh, Edmure, like, you're the fifth Lord Tully I've known. And in my head, I'm like,
yeah, I've okay, outlived well, them all.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay, in my head, I'm like, okay, well, this is your eighth wife I've known. Like, what's your point? Like, when someone's lived as long as you, of course they've seen.
I think he was like being like, don't mess with me or I might outlive you.
No, I know,
too.
But like, still, I was just like, I just don't like him, you know?
Yeah. And he's like, where's Jane? And obviously, same thing, like, she's tired from traveling, so she's resting at River Run. And he's like, well, I'm so sad. I just wanted to behold her with my own weak eyes.
Yeah, see what would have, like, wow, she must be so pretty that she made you break your promises.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, yeah, I know you came here to apologize because you told me. I don't forget. Unlike
other people. But then he does like a, well, when I was young, I was the same. I loved a pretty face and a nice firm pair of tits.
And I still do.
Yeah, and I still do. So it's like a weird, like, I get it, but also, fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. And he's like, okay, well, you know, it's my girls you slighted, so why don't you say sorry to them?
Yeah, and then
he like introduces everyone, prates
out
so
everyone, like
of them.
From the like literal babies to like older.
But the thing is, he can't even point out all of them because he doesn't fucking know most of them.
Yeah, he like starts naming them. One of them is a Cersei, but we call her Little Bee, which I just found all of his. The Frey naming scheme is actually really interesting because this guy has been around so long. He's been around for a lot of the history.
Mm-hmm.
So like his older kids are like named after Targaryens, then there's ones named after like, you know, the current regime, like, or current regime as at the beginning of the books, and just like,
yeah,
it's kind of like you can trace history and who was in power by his kids.
That's funny. And then half of them are just Walda because he loses creativity.
And then he's like, yeah, that one's Walda. And the others are, well, they have names. What are they are?
And then he's like, maybe that one's Walda too. That one's probably Walda just because statistics.
And this four-year-old Walda's like, I'm Sir Aemon Rivens Walda. Like, the fact that this kid has learned to, like, four-year-old has learned to identify herself that way is
because
so
that's the only way that she has any source of uniqueness.
But then identity? He's like, well, you're a, like, that guy is my bastard. I just want Freys up here.
Oh my god.
And, yeah. And Rob has like, to be like, oh, I can't, oh no. Frey says you might have had any one of these girls. And Rob has to say, oh, it would have been an impossible choice. They're all too lovely. Which, not anything against them, but like, when you're like, oh, I could have married a four-year-old, you know?
Yeah, true.
That's just a little weird.
Yeah.
A little weird.
And Frey's just being gross. He's
and then he's like, oh, and they say my eyes are red. Like, he's insulting his own kids. Like, how does anybody stand being in this family?
Oh my god.
No wonder they're all so terrible and miserable.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. Like, I... And just, like, the amount of issues you would have. Like, you know how there's, like, you know, the middle child is like, oh, I've forgotten. And then the youngest child is like, oh, my God, like, ugh, like, I'm the youngest. I never get to do anything, whatever. In this family, you're all just all. Like, there's too many people.
Everybody's the middle child.
No. Yeah, literally. No, but, like, there's too many people. So you all have to be the oldest who pulls yourself together and figures it out. There's nobody pays attention to you, so you're all the middle. like, none of you know what you're, like, you're all, like, there's just, this family's just, like, family trauma taken to the next level. It's like a game show of family trauma.
Keeping up with the phrase.
Yeah, keeping up with the phrase.
That would be a very popular reality show, I'm sure.
Yeah, and now Rob's like, okay, well.
Yeah, he does his, like, elaborate apology.
And he's like, it's not you, it's me. I fell in love with another.
Yeah.
And they're kind of, like, uncomfortable. They're like, are we supposed to say something now? Like, are we supposed to clap? Do we look at, who do we say something? Because he's apologizing to us.
Like, yeah, so finally Frey speaks up and is like, okay, all right, good, good. I like what you said there. No words can set it right, huh? Which is like,
oh my God.
He's kind of being like, you're trying to set it right with words. And then you're also saying, like, he's, you know, snubbing Rob once again.
Yeah, and he's like
every single opportunity.
Yeah, he's like, okay, and at the wedding, you gotta dance with my daughters. He's like, he's gonna dance with a 4-year-old? Okay. And then now, he's like, okay, so here's Rosalyn. Here we go. And then Catelyn is describing Rosalyn, and she's like, oh, like, she's pretty small for, like, how old she is, and she's, like, she's very pale, but she's pretty. Like, she has, like, delicate features, like, brown eyes, brown hair.
Yeah, she's pretty and skinny. That's the...
Yeah, but like, Catelyn's like, oh my God, she's so skinny. I don't know if she can have kids. But Edmure...
Well, no, it's actually like, I don't know if she can.
No, but then Edmure is like, wow, she's gorgeous. And he's like so relieved because he's right, like, wow, she's pretty.
Right, but wait. Catelyn notes that she's so small that she may have like trouble giving birth. But she's not the one really with the fertility concerns. It's later on, like when they're in private, that Edmure expresses those.
Okay.
Just want to bring it up. So yeah, okay. Edmure is very happy at the sight of her.
Edmure's like, oh my God, thank God.
Yeah. Catelyn's looking at some of the other daughters and granddaughters, and she's like, they look like they're descended from the Kraykalls, and those people are strong. And I would have preferred one of them, too.
Catelyn's, like, logicking this, and Edmure's just like, she pretty.
Yeah, and Rosalind's like, oh, I hope I'm not a disappointment to you, oh, Edmure. And Edmure's like, no, but I'm really happy or whatever, not at all or something. And then she's, like, crying.
Oh,
and
my God.
He's like, why are you crying? And Rosalind's like, oh, for joy. And my thought was, like, maybe you're a disappointment to her, dude. Have you ever thought about yeah, that?
Because you're supposed to be fucking Lord Edmure, not...
Yeah, and, like, later on, Catelyn's like, well, she's a little girl on the day before her wedding. Like, some tears are warranted. And she remembers, like, Liza crying a lot mm-hmm. before their wedding. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, Walder Frey is like, enough of this bullshit. Like, let's move on. Get your sister out of here. She's making a mess. And, yeah, then this is where he's like, we got a wedding and a bedding. The sweetest part.
Oh, my God. Shut the fuck up, dude.
Sweet, and sweet music. The wine.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And then he's like, okay, go freshen up. You can take a bath. Do what you want. And then, like, we'll show you, like, Lothar will show you. And then Rob's like, wait, but, like, I gotta get my people across. Like, I gotta go check in. And then he's like, they can figure it out. They've been here. Like, whatever. Do what you want. I don't really care. But he's still, like, being petty about it. And then...
No. Oh. Oh, yeah. No, he's like, well, if I didn't want to let you cross... Oh, no, he makes a reference to their game that they play, like, the Lord of the Crossing. And he's like, you wanted a crossing and I gave it to you and you never said mayhaps, so we're good.
Oh my God.
I just like that throwback because the Freys are so into the Lord of the Crossings game, you know?
I forgot about that game. Ugh.
Catelyn, I think before we get to the... Oh, after, like, at this point, Catelyn's like, oh, by the way, we gotta eat some... We're so hungry. We would love to have something.
And Frey's like, I know what you're doing, but he plays along.
And he's, like, ready for it. He, like, claps his hands and, like, immediately their servant's bringing it in. Yeah. So, like, they were obviously prepared for it. But Catelyn can't breathe until it's been done.
Fair. Valid.
So they bring some bread and butter and cheese and some wine, and it's a nice, like, charcuterie board situation. I don't know.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, my honored guests, be welcome at my roof and at my table. And to that I say, table, let's get this chair on the road.
Beautiful reference. Beautiful that reference.
Nobody else will get pre.
Okay, nobody I will sum it up super quickly. Okay. Okay. So Nav was a little bit
You're anglicizing my name.
Nav was a little bit you weren't pissed off at me. You were, what's it called when you're only a little bit angry, but you're not like...
I was just annoyed.
That's the word I'm thinking of. Thank you. I literally forgot annoyed. Okay. Nav was a little bit annoyed at me. And then we talked it through and worked through it. And then, Nav was like describing what happened. And they were like, oh, it was pretty much just like I was having a bad day and all these terrible things were happening. And then you were the straw that broke the camel's back. And another way that Nav described it was by saying that it was like, oh, you know, like I just stubbed my toe on the table and you were the table. And then,
this is a bad way. There's no way to explain it. No,
this is a great explanation. Shut up. No, it's a great explanation. I'm summing it up great. Okay.
Okay.
So then Nav was like, yeah, it's like you're the table. And then what did I say?
You said I'm the table.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And Nav was like, oh, yeah, it's just like if I, like, you know, stubbed my toe on the table. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm the table. And then that was right before we started recording. So then Nav was like, well, let's make, like, a table and get this chair on the road. And it was really funny.
Did I say make, like, a table?
I don't know what you said, but it was funny. That was the general gist. And it was funny. Anyway, yeah.
Hope you enjoyed that, and that made probably no sense whatsoever.
It did make sense. You're doubting my beautiful explaining abilities.
Yeah, so they're like, okay, we got some bread, we got salt, we got wine. Let's do it. We're safe now.
Mm-hmm.
And so now they're taken to their rooms. And Catelyn didn't expect much, but they're nicer than she expected. It's like almost too good to be true, because like in like the bridal chamber or whatever, they've got the Tully colors and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like it's, they're going like above and beyond, which is not something you expect from Frey.
Yeah.
Which makes me be like, was it Frey who ordered that, or was somebody in his household?
I was gonna say this seems like someone else who has brain cells did this.
Yeah. But anyway, so they're nice and comfortable. I was like glad for them to have like a comfortable place after all that miserable rain and just riding on. And she like just changes. I was like, bathe. Like,
yeah. But she was like, I got things to do, places to be. That's she was true. Like, we got to get our own guards out there. I don't trust these people.
Yeah, she wants to set up like Tully and Stark guards as opposed to the Frey guards that are already there. Mm-hmm. And they're noticing that the rain is finally lessening now that they don't need it to. But at least their, like, troops will be happy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So this is
Edmure and her talking, and Edmure's like, so, Roslyn, what do you think? And she's like, yeah, she's sweet. Chilling, like, I don't know what you want me to say. Edmure was like, I don't know why she was crying. Like, what's going on? And this is where she, you know, explains about, like, Lysa and everything. And then Edmure's like, okay, but, like, she's pretty, but, like, I was afraid that she wouldn't be pretty because I saw the
why
other daughters.
Why would he give me someone who's pretty?
Yeah. Like, is she, like, can she not have kids? Like, what's going on? Like, there must be a catch somewhere. And then Catelyn's like, okay, no, like, you know, he's not gonna, like... You know, maybe she's his favorite, and, like, marrying you is kind of a big deal, because you're Lord Tully, you know? Like, he's not gonna give you someone that, like, he doesn't think is pretty, or, like, isn't worthy, whatever, right?
Like, but Catelyn's like, I'll look into it.
Yeah, she's like, I will be investigating.
Yeah, so that's kind of it. So they just, like, they're like, okay, I mean, Frey sucks. We knew that, so. But let's do this, let's just unwind. Mm-hmm. And Catelyn, like, gets changed. Yeah. And she goes back to the... Sorry, hall. You were talking.
No, it's okay.
the hall, the great hall, the whichever hall.
One of the halls.
And there's a bunch of the Freys are gathered there, and it's Lothar Frey and other people. And she's like, oh, is Sir Pervin around? And I like totally forgot about that dude. But it's one of the people who accompanied her to Renly's Peach.
Mm-hmm. I have a question. You know the dude who would state the obvious, who was with Catelyn? Who was he?
I think that was Hallis Mullen.
Okay.
The one who's escorting Ned's bones. I think it was somebody from Winterfell.
Okay.
I think it was Hallis Mullen.
Okay, because in my mind, that was a Frey.
Or was it a Harwyn? It was somebody from Winterfell. It was not a Frey. It was Hallis Mullen or Harwyn or one of those guys.
Okay.
But yeah, no, Pervin Frey, I don't really remember particularly, but he was just like one of the guys, and I guess he was nice. So Catelyn's like, where's he at? Mm-hmm. Apparently he's away, and these rains have delayed him, so he can't make it to the wedding. So she's like, okay, well, can you direct me to your maester? Because I got some lady troubles to discuss with him. And Lothar leads her to the maester. Oh my god, I hate pronouns. leads her to the maester. And Catelyn's like half expecting the maester to also be a Frey, because it's just such a castle full of Freys.
Oh my god.
But it's not a Frey, like some other guy. And
she was like, whoa, non-Frey features on someone who's not on our side? I'm so confused.
Yeah. So she asks this guy and is like, she's pretty blunt about it. Like, you know, like, can she have kids? Mm-hmm. And the dude's like, oh, it's fine. She may be small, but her mom was the same. And she gave Lord Walder a child every year. And five of them lived to be adults and all that. And one of them, her brother, is Oliver Frey, who was Rob Squire. Yeah, so Catelyn's like, okay, the genetics indicate that she should be fine. Mm-hmm. While, like, the information this guy provides is accurate, like, these are all of her siblings, like, she can double-check that. Like, she knows all of these people. Like, mm-hmm. She can double-check these five surviving siblings, right? Yeah. But if Frey wanted him to lie, he could have just lied, like, because he works for Frey. Yeah. So it was interesting that she trusted, like, Frey's maester. Or is she trusting in the maester's, like, institution to give accurate information? I don't know.
Right.
You know? It was just interesting to me. I think in this case, it is true, just because, like, all these people are her siblings and we know they exist and all that.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It was just interesting to go to the maester of a guy that you don't trust. Mm-hmm. To check up on the guy you don't trust, you know?
Yeah, that's interesting.
So where does she go? Oh, she goes to Rob's suites after that. Mm-hmm. And all of his lords are gathered, including Bolton, who has arrived. And, you know, they exchange pleasantries, whatever. And he has brought news that there are Lannisters on the Trident and that whole thing. And he also brings news because, so they had heard about the attack on Winterfell and they knew Sir Roderick died, but they didn't know that Clay Servin and Leobald Tallheart also died.
Mm-hmm.
So that's news to them.
Sad.
And Catelyn, and he's like, yeah, and my bastard Ramsay saved a bunch of people and blah blah blah, and Catelyn's the only one to be like, I thought your kid wasn't trustworthy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Catelyn.
Yeah. And Roose Bolton's response is always fascinates me. So he's like, his blood is tainted, that cannot be denied, and but, like, he's done this service, so whatever crimes his bastard blood has led him to commit, can be forgiven. Which is, like, oh, yeah, his blood is tainted from the fact, like, from his bastard-ness. Yeah, that. And not from me, his father, whose sigil and house is all about flaying people.
Yeah, like, exactly. I had no influence on that. It was
his biology. But then at the same time, he's like, or not, like, you don't have to forgive him. Like, I'll have more sons by the time the war ends. Like, I don't really care.
Oh my God.
Which is such a... Just, what? You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Insane.
Yeah. And then he's like, they ask about Theon Greyjoy, and he's like, actually, I have something for you. My son sent this, what does he call it? Like, token of revenge?
Yeah.
And he offers it to Catelyn as the mother of Bran and Rickon to be like, this is Theon's finger skin. Here, enjoy. And Catelyn, for a second, wants to, like, clutch it to her heart, but then she's like, no, you gross, put it away.
Yeah.
And Rob's like, what are y'all doing flaying him? I want him dead.
Oh, my God.
So first off, what was going through your head when you were like, Theon, what?
I was like,
oh, obviously, what? You thought I betrayed you, and I did not.
Yeah, I thought you betrayed me. And then I was like...
But no, can you just say that I did not? Can you acknowledge that?
Fine, you didn't betray me.
Thank you.
That took a lot of energy to say. That was really hard to muster
up. Wow, I can't believe your best friend. You don't.
It's fine. You don't count as a person, as we've talked about before.
I'm just a table.
Yes, exactly. JK, what did you ask me? Oh, what was I thinking? Okay, yeah, so that was definitely going through my mind where I was like, you betrayed me. And then after I got over that, I was like, okay, is he actually dead? But I was also like, okay, I just don't understand how this benefits Ramsay. Because it's like, okay, let's say Theon's dead and he lies about Theon not being dead. What? He's gonna be like, oh, sorry, he like fell off his horse and like died. Like, what's he gonna say? Like, do you know what I mean? Right. Like, why would he lie about him being alive? But then at the same time, Kate, can you remind me what happened, what we saw in Theon's last chapter at that last part? Like, what do we know happened for sure from Theon's perspective? We know that it was like, okay, he was
so
like,
he was
oh,
surrounded
shit.
By the Northmen, and he sends out Reek, who we later find out is Ramsay, to like go find help. Reek returns, slaughters all the Northmen. Mm-hmm. Makes it to the castle, and Theon's like, oh, my man, you returned. And Ramsay's like, actually, I'm not Reek, I'm Ramsay. And also, I'm no friend of yours or something. Like, you know, whatever.
Some dialogue.
Yeah. And then he, like, they kick him, beat him, something. And then I think the last sentence, you know what? I don't want to give you misinformation, so let me find it.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. The last thing Theon Greyjoy saw was Smiler kicking Smiler's his horse. There, I think there's something more that happened before then. I think somebody hits him on the head and he's like bleeding out. Oh yeah, the bastard's backhand caught him square and his cheekbone shattered with a sickening crunch beneath the lobstered steel. The world vanished in a roar of pain, and he like kind of like is drifting off. And the last thing Theon Greyjoy saw was Smiler kicking free of the burning stables with his mane ablaze, screaming, rearing. Dot dot dot.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we saw.
So the most that like happened to him. Physically.
I think he was hit in the head real hard.
Okay.
Or. Yeah, something. I don't know.
Why did I think he was decapitated?
I don't know where you got the decapitated from.
Okay, because that's what, like, because
we had that whole... It doesn't say he was decapitated.
Okay. Because for some reason in my mind, the reason we thought he was... Well, okay, someone
he saw
was...
his own head rolling away.
No, like, that's why I thought... Like, that's why I think I was like, oh, he's... Or, okay, from the way I'm remembering it now... I'm remembering looking back and being like, oh, well, his head's off, so obviously he's dead. I swear that was a character, though, where, like, the reason we were like, you're confirmed dead is because their head got smashed off. And I remember
Ned Stark?
Stop. Was it actually Ned?
Ned got decapitated.
No, I know that, but we didn't see that from his perspective. We saw that from Arya's perspective.
Yeah. But we did talk about how, like, she sees his head rolling or something.
So maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Okay, you know what? That makes sense. Okay, that's fine. Okay, so... Okay, I'm starting to think he is alive because how does, like...
I understand your point about, like, how does it benefit Ramsay and how is he gonna, like, backtrack
cover it after? Up. Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe, I was thinking...
Did you have any thoughts?
Bolton. Like, maybe Ramsay told that? Him... Oh, Theon's dead. But Roose Bolton was like, I need a better story. And I need I need to look smart. Or something. So I'm going to make this thing up. Because so he's
then,
like...
Because then he can just be alive. Like, oh, my son did it.
Right. We should keep him alive because he's the official heir to the Iron Islands. And we can hold him hostage. And whoever ends up ruling the Iron Islands, we can be like, hey, you back off and we'll kill Theon for you. And then, like, they do that, and then, like...
And then he can just be like, oh, they're already dead!
Yeah. So, like, honestly, with the information we have, it really could be either way. That makes the most
sense, yeah.
Yeah, it could be that he's alive or he's dead. So we don't know anything right now. I feel until, like, unless next chapter is, like, Theon.
You know, okay, I'm starting to think that he's alive... And this is his redemption arc. Because I remember saying, like, I remember really saying...
wanted him to be redeemed.
Yeah, and I remember saying, like, even, like, up until two chapters before he died. Because that was when we were the most, like, spiteful. And we were just like, this fucking bitch thinks he can walk around, you know? I was still like, you know what? Maybe George R. R. Martin is setting the stage for him to be redeemed. So, you know what? We're just going to go with positive vibes. And this is his redemption arc. And we'll get it. One day. So he's alive.
Okay. Positivity. Love that.
Positivity. That's a Little Mermaid reference for those of you out there. By the way, you guys should watch the new movie in theaters. I really enjoyed it.
Is it still in theaters, though?
I don't know if it's still in theaters. I watched it,
you said,
like,
you should watch the new movie
ago.
In theaters.
Okay, well, I don't know.
It'll probably be on Disney Plus soon, so.
Yeah. Anyway, y'all should watch it. It's the only live action that I genuinely enjoyed, and I loved it. Like, loved it.
You should specify by, like, Disney live action.
Yes,
you...
sorry, yes. It's the only Disney live action remake movie that I've enjoyed thus far from what I've watched. Yeah. Anyway, back on track.
So, yeah, that's, like, the Theon dealy. And Rob's like, okay, fine. That's a good plan. We'll keep him. And, okay, so this is where Bolton just goes into, like, what happened. He says that he was, like, he waited too long before leaving Harrenhal, because by the time he went to cross the Trident, it was already flooded, so they had to boat across, and he could only get two-thirds of his army across, and whilst a third of it was still on the other bank, the mountain pulled up on that side and attacked them. And it looks like it was mostly... Nori, Locke, and Burlyman with Sir Willis Manderly. That's the guy who got captured. And his White Harbor Knights that had their rear guard that got caught on the wrong side. So
Damn, that sucks
for them.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you remember, but there was some dream that the woman had about the mountain descending on Harrenhal. So I feel like he's there now, you know?
Oh, shit.
Something like that.
Vargo the boat, or hoat. Vargo hoat. The Vargo.
The goat.
Vargo the goat. Yeah.
the boat.
Who's at Harrenhal right now?
Vargo hoat.
Is there anyone else there?
I think it's mostly just his people.
Okay.
Yeah, because, like, Bolton left with everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So many of them drowned, some fled, some died otherwise, and then the rest were taken captive. And Catelyn's like, oh my god, Gregor Clegane again, can this dude just die or something?
Which is exactly my sentiments.
Yeah. And, she asks, like, is he gonna follow us? And Bolton's like, no, I've got, like, I, like, left 600 people there who would keep them, you know, away. Mm-hmm. And since the river is flooded, it won't be easy for him to cross, like, at least until that. Mm-hmm. So they seem to be safe for now.
But they were saying that the river's easing up, so it's only going to take a few days.
So do you think this is the Lannister army that you predicted that's going to descend on this wedding?
I think so. But also, Gregor has, like, how many people? Like,
I don't know. It doesn't say. It literally
doesn't
say.
Right? And he can't have that many, so.
Why not?
Because where are they coming from? When did he get these people? Last time we saw him, he didn't have that many.
He didn't have too few, but also, like, the Lannisters are not really at war anywhere else right now.
So they can send their people in?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like we could have heard about it.
Remember when Tywin surprisingly showed up at the Blackwater and we hadn't heard about it?
Yeah, but we're gonna stay
I'm just saying, positive. Like, things, like, movements happen that we don't hear about.
Oh, no, like, I know that, but I don't want to think about that right now.
Okay, so this is the Lannister army that you predicted is going to descend on this wedding. But since it's not as big as, like, it can be, they're going to suffer some losses, but it won't be too bad.
Yeah, we'll be fine.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Oh, and then, like,
Catelyn's like, how many people do you have, dude? How many are here?
Before that, even, he brings up Duskendale and, like, the losses suffered there. Mm-hmm. And Rob's like, oh my god, fucking Duskendale. And he's mad at Robert Glover for, like, going there and doing that attack because it was completely useless. Mm-hmm. And Bolton's like, yeah, but he was sad over losing his house and, you know, things happen. So, whatever. And Catelyn's like, whatever, that's an old news. Let's move on to future battles. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you remember the circumstances with that battle?
No.
Yeah. Okay, we'll look it up next time. So...
Yeah, and
I can't, like, stop every
him.
5 minutes to look up something from a book 5 books ago, you know? It can't happen.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, then, so this is when she's like, okay, how many people do you have?
And he's
he has 500 horse, 3,000 foot.
Okay, that's sizable.
Yeah, and he's, like, it's mostly people from the Dreadfort, but also, like, some from the Carhold, like the Karstarks. Because you got to keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
See,
kind of vibes.
But also, okay, so Rob's like, great, you did well, slay Icon. You're going to command my rear guard. But I don't really, like, trust the Karstarks per se, so I don't know how I feel about that.
Right, like, they may abandon the mission in the middle and then just, like...
Yeah, like, I feel like we should distribute them evenly, like the Karstarks. Mm. So then
right,
there
split
can't
up,
be power in
divide
numbers.
And conquer.
Yeah.
So is it a keep your enemies closer situation or is
but
it
don't
a
keep them
conquer situation?
But don't keep your enemies close to each other.
Oh, that's actually smart.
It's
oh, I like that.
It's like,
we're like battle chiefs.
Yeah, we are. We would totally slay. It's like, what's that thing called when you make a concept map, but you have one bubble in the middle and then all the bubbles go from the center to somewhere else, but none of those outside bubbles
mind
connect.
Mind map.
Yes. Whatever. Yeah.
So you said
mind
concept map.
I don't know why I
was like, that's so close
map.
To mind map already. Like, did you really need me to say?
Yes, anything? I did. Okay. I need support. Okay. So mind map, like, so you don't connect any of the secondary thoughts. You just connect them to your own brain. So kind of like that. Mm. Yeah. Split.
Okay, I like that. So, but that is the situation right now. Maybe they'll remedy it, hopefully. Mm-hmm. But Rob seems, like, pretty confident. He's like, yeah, that should be, like, enough people. We're going home.
Mm-hmm, man.
And I cheered a little. I was like, yeah!
I know, it felt really good. Aw.
He hasn't really said the word home, you know?
Yeah.
That also kind of stuck with me.
Because it was like, he's just like,
Winterfell,
we gotta get back
north,
Winterfell.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah,
especially because, like, now they're, like, all the people who are there. Well, also because he hasn't said it, because everyone who's been with him hasn't been, it's been Riverland people, too. So now it's, like...
It's not all home for, hell yeah.
Now it means something for everyone, which is beautiful. Yeah. Oh man, this is really cute. Can this please happen?
Well, you were pretty confident in his plan the other day, so.
Yeah, but like, I just don't like to get hopeful in these books because then they crush me, and I can't handle getting crushed that much.
I'm sorry. Well, they also have triumphs. Like, it's not all crushes. It's like a lot of crushes. I would say it's like a 20 to 80 ratio of like triumphs to crushes. But the triumphs really triumph, you know?
Yeah, but that's only because we're so traumatized from the other ones that we latch on to any little crumb we get.
But it hurts so good.
No, it doesn't. I disagree. Like, fully. Whatever. Anyway, but yeah.
Maybe
like,
when you're rereading these books, you'll understand.
I think when I reread, I'll understand because I'll be like, oh no, Arya lost her wolf. But she gets her back in 6 books. You know what I mean? Like, I'll have that sort of vibe. So maybe.
Yeah. And you'll be like, oh no, her wolf dies in 6 books.
Shut up. Don't say that.
Well, we don't even have 6 books though. So like.
True. So then you can really delude yourself because you can be like, oh, well, maybe in 7th book she comes back to life and ghosts are the new magic. Like, you know, so you can really, you know,
everybody
that's why
who
you guys
died
like
is actually
books.
Alive now.
Exactly. Maybe that's why you guys really like these books, because you can just lie to yourself because they're not over yet.
You know what? I think you're hitting on something true. That I'm not ready to examine. So
stop. No, I mean, yeah, there's 3 more, right? Like, possibilities are endless. Or
so
2 more? 3 more? 2,
I
3
think
more.
2 for sure. But no. Like, for sure as in like George R. R. Martin says 2 for sure.
But
he hasn't delivered
he
a book in 12 years. Who knows?
Oh my god.
Okay, let's talk about Arya and then we'll talk about the predictions together because they're in the same area. Arya's in the area.
No, can
Arya's
we just
in the area.
Yay! Slay. Okay. However, conveniently, Jamie never came up.
I literally told you they're heading in the different direction.
No. Like, Bolton didn't bring up, oh, by the way, I found Jamie and let him go.
Oh, I totally forgot about that.
Conveniently.
Yeah, I think. Yeah. Well, I think we are agreed that Bolton likes to play all sides, and that's not a side he can reveal.
I know, but I just hate him, so.
You're right.
That. Yeah. And do they know that he kind of just left Harrenhal to Vargo? Once again, conveniently left out. I don't think anyone would approve of that.
He may, but like also what do they want with Harrenhal?
I don't know.
They're
true.
Going north, you know?
Yeah, true.
Yeah, I don't think like even if he were like, yeah, I gave it to Vargo Hoad as like reward for helping us, the god would be like, yeah, whatever, who cares?
Okay,
but it's cursed anyway, so who does?
True.
Yeah, I don't think the Jamie thing for sure is a big deal. I totally forgot about that. Thank you for bringing it up. I thought you were talking about Arya. I think your like theory was Arya's gonna run into Jamie and Brienne.
Oh no, but yeah, they've gone opposite.
Yeah. And yeah, so yes, he didn't tell them about Jamie. That sly bastard. He be lying. We don't like him. And
there we go. Okay, Arya yeah. time.
Arya. Okay, so they are approaching the twins and they get stopped by some like scouts. And they are now disguised as a farmer bringing food to the wedding feast and the farmer's like kid or whatever. And they just like happened to come across this poor farmer, and this hound like threatened him and just took away this guy's livelihood. No big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what they're doing. And so this like knight comes up and we find out his name later. He is who? Sir Donal Hag. Whatever. He's real full of himself, like all knights are, as the hound tells us. And he, you know, the hound just plays this like real humble and keeps his head down and won't look him in the eye and is like, oh yeah, we're just bringing this to the feast. And that horse you see back there, that's not my horse at all. That horse is a gift for the groom from Lady Went, who, by the way, was the Lady of Harrenhal before the war, by the way.
Oh, yeah. So where is she now?
She's probably heading out with some other lord right now and just like, ah, please save me.
Okay.
Because the Lannisters went and sacked Harrenhal, and I feel like she escaped at some point.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's, like, that's a story he's telling her. She may actually even be dead. Who knows, really?
Yeah.
So they're like, okay, fine, whatever. Move on. So this is when Clegane is like, oh, yeah, he knows me, but he doesn't want to look at me twice because now I'm dressed as a peasant and that is beneath him. And that's how all knights are, and they suck. And use it against them, which I'm like, yes, 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 I love it. I love when... I think I've said this before, but I just love it when people use other people's biases against them.
Mm-hmm.
It's like my favorite type of espionage. I don't know. Yeah. And Arya is just like, okay, whatever. Yeah, and she's like, oh my god, I'm almost there. I've been like getting there my whole fucking life, and now I'm almost there. Yeah. And she's really nervous, and she's having bad dreams, and just like it's getting to her mood because she can't actually let herself believe that she's almost at the end of this journey.
Because every time she does, it's like
she doesn't want to get her hopes up, like you.
I was just gonna say, this is so relatable. I really felt this, and it like broke me, and then I had to put a wall up while reading the rest of the chapter.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, well, there's an army between me and Rob, but it's Rob's army. Except Roose Bolton's one of them, and I don't like that dude.
Man.
And, like, would Rob even recognize me?
Oh.
Because, like, the hound cut off her hair, and, like, she's bald on one side now. Like, how did he do such a bad job?
I need this fucking, bro, I swear to God, I'm saying it right now, okay? If this reunion does not happen, I'm done.
Okay.
I can't.
Done
I
what? Can't.
Because the series.
No, done with what?
The series.
You can't be done with the series.
Yes, I
you
can. I have free
you can't
will.
Put conditions like that.
I can. Because, like, they're right there, bro. Like, you know, like, they're literally, like, a minute away. Like, come on. Like, arrival in 1 minute. Like, please.
You heard it here, folks. Is that a vow? Is that a vow you're gonna keep?
I don't know about that. It is a vow that I will scream about.
Fair.
Like,
I would understand that. That would be...
This episode will be uneditable. And I'm the one editing it. Or hopefully we... No, hopefully we don't find out next time. Hopefully we find out 2 times
Find out during
now.
My editing?
Yes. I'm not editing my screams.
But if they do meet, will it be uneditable because you'll be screaming in joy?
Yes.
So either way,
but I'm okay with editing that. Okay. So if it's successful, I'll edit it. If it's not successful, you'll edit it. Also, that just made me think of something. Okay, thought.
Okay.
So George R.R. Martin does this thing where... When things are ramping up, like when something major is happening, like recently we've had a bunch of Arya and Catelyn because we're getting to this place of like, are they going to meet? Is it going to happen? Is it not? Is Arya finally going to be reunited, right? So during that, he does a bunch of those chapters to give us the action. But then right before the moment of suspense, like the big moment we're waiting for happens, he doesn't give us those characters for like 10 chapters. So now I'm
worried.
So
would you rather have the, like... Would you rather the next chapters we find out what happens, or would you rather take a break?
No, I would rather find out what happens, but I don't think we will, because he always does that where, like, even, like, Dany chapters would start getting more frequent when she starts doing more stuff, but then right before, like, the dragons actually hatch, it's like he makes you forget that that's even happening. So I feel like we're not going to get anything, but I just want to get this over with. Like, I need to know, you know?
Okay. Yeah, okay, let's finish this tiny chapter and then we'll talk about everything. Oh yeah, and the hound's like, oh, I'm glad, I'll be rid of you soon. And Arya's like, no, I'll be rid of you. Just like, I just like that moment of pettiness. So they're getting closer and they're like, look, they approach like this hill and they can finally like see the camp and everything. And the music is real loud. And this is where they're... The two towers are playing totally different songs, but at like maximum speed, which is a sensory nightmare. Oh god,
disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, anyway, and Arya's like, they're not even very good.
Please.
Anyway, yeah, so the Hound's like, oh yeah, I heard Walder Frey was going blind, but I didn't hear he was going deaf. Like,
oh my god.
They're just, I just like these little slights that they're, you know?
Yeah.
Lighten the mood a little bit. Yeah. And so they're going through, and Arya's like, oh my god, it's so dark and gloomy. I don't like this vibe. I want it to be bright and sunny. And they come across, so they're at the perimeter of the camp now, and it has been kind of lined with all the wagons and carts and stuff to like create kind of like a makeshift wall. And that's where they encounter some more guards who are not as nice as the other guy was. And they're like, oh, the castle's closed. It's the wedding's done. Get the fuck out of my face. Which, by the way, the wedding's done. Like, we didn't even get to see the wedding.
Yeah, this made me mad. I was like, the fuck? Like, come on.
I guess the whole, like, suspense was like, is she pretty or not? And then we find out she's pretty. So it's like, who cares about the wedding?
Oh, my God. I care. I want to see.
Yeah. Anyway, so, like, all the feasts have done. And,
Oh, no. I kind of know the answer. Okay. So the people, you know the guy who was going to marry, I don't know the answer. You know the guy who was going to marry Arya once upon a blue moon?
Yes. I can't remember his name, but it was Roose Bolton's squire.
Okay. So is that guy here now?
Probably. If Roose is here, then that guy's probably here too.
Okay. So is
Does that mean Arya's betrothal betrothal is back on?
Well, okay, it's not in the terms and conditions of this new deal, right?
I don't, like, nobody thinks she's even alive, so I don't think so.
Yeah, because
But I feel like Walder Frey, if he's like,
exactly, he's gonna be like,
united with your daughter, let's hold up that deal, make
but
this
also,
strong.
But is it like, because the thing with that is, yeah, like,
imagine meeting up with your family only to be stranded to the Freys again. Oh god, sorry.
No, it's fine. Because it's like, because imagine that, right? And then like freaking, because the last time, because the deal's pretty much the same, right? Because Rob still, like, Catelyn still has to take the kids as the ward. Rob still has to keep his squire. Or is it not? Because now Rob has a new squire. And like all that, like, is
I
so
don't
are
think
that...
it's the exact no I don't think
so
it's
then
the
Arya
but
thing
I think
doesn't hold up.
If Arya does show up, Walder Frey will still try to maneuver for it.
But
because
then...
like, there, where is she gonna take wards? Winterfell's not around. She herself is gonna be a captive. Like, that's not a thing.
True.
And I don't think Rob can, like, well, Rob can have multiple squires. Kings have multiple squires all the time, so
that's
part
true.
Can be arranged. Okay, so she's there. Blah, 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 not for the feast. The feast half done. And I'm a Northman. I'm not gonna suckle on some pig's feet. Like, anyway, he's like, we're not getting into the castle, but you can go over to those tents there and give this food to the people there. So they let him through. And they're going by the tents, and Arya's just noticing, like, how crowded these are, and just, like, how everybody's having a great old time and singing songs and cheering to Edmure and Rosalind and Rob and Jane. And she's like, who's Jane? Because she doesn't even know that.
Man, it's your sister-in-law.
Yeah, and she's looking around trying to, like, recognize people, and she recognizes the acorn sigil of Lord Smallwood. That's like whose lady she stayed with overnight when they gave her like 2 baths in one day and she was not happy about it.
Oh my god.
So there's like a little throwback there. But most of the people she sees are like strangers, because she's expecting like all the people from Winterfell, right? And we know that most of them be dead.
Man, ugh. She's gonna have the same John experience of hearing everything at the same time, and it hits 20 times harder because You hear everybody be dead.
But she has heard about her, like, somebody told her about her brothers being dead at some point.
Oh, because she heard all those rumors. I can't remember when,
but it did happen. Yeah, there were definitely rumors at least.
Okay, well, at least that's out of the way.
Man. She doesn't know about Arya marrying Tyrion. Sansa, I don't think even the Hound knows that.
True. That'll be interesting.
Anyway, so she's just like, this isn't Winterfell, and it's a weird, it's like a homecoming, but not quite, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, she's among the Northmen, but she's not among her people, specifically.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And, so yeah, so they're like, she's like, oh, the tents are here, why are we walking past them? And the Hound's like, I ain't got patience for that, I'm gonna go see your brother. And he's in the castle. So he spurs on towards the castle. And that's the end of the
chapter. I swear to God, if there's some fucking fray interception.
Between this party and Rob and all of them.
Yeah. I'm gonna fucking scream.
Well, they've gotten this far. I mean, there's probably gonna be some interception. But, like, just depends on how that ends, you know?
Yeah. Because
I don't think they can reveal who Arya is until they get in front of Rob.
Mm-hmm. That would be really dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, how, like, because the thing is, like,
the Hound can reveal himself.
Yeah, but they can't just get to Rob. You know what I mean? Like, that's not a simple task. Because in my head, it's like, how is he going to get to Rob without being like, I have this important thing to do? Because there's,
well, that's the question.
How do now? Because now the thing is, like, Catelyn's like, we have our own guards, and Frey has his own guards, and it's like, they're not gonna let him take a fucking pig. You know what I mean? Like, up to Rob's room, like.
Right. So what do you think? Like, what? He might kind of came up with this little smart plan. Maybe he'll have another.
Yeah, like, maybe he could do, like, a second disguise or something. Maybe he could find, like, a Winterfell guard and be like, hey, bring Rob down here, like. This is Arya, but don't tell anyone,
like,
else.
Find one person who can find another person, can find another person, can find another person, yeah. Kind of thing.
Or maybe he's just hoping he'll walk in and Rob will be, like, downstairs chugging some wine, like, you know, like.
Yeah, or, like, the camp, it's, like, a busy camp. They could, like, wait out until Rob emerges from,
yeah,
Rob or Catelyn or somebody. Yeah, because
they might have to just do it publicly. Because if they're all in the Great Hall or something, it might just be easiest to do it there than wait until they get escorted out or some shit.
Mm-hmm. But how is he going to get into the Great Hall?
Dress up as a waiter.
And Arya as his waiter assistant?
Exactly.
Okay. So, okay. I guess the grand question is this happening? Is this going to happen?
Okay, what concerns me is usually in chapters like this, if it's gonna happen, it happens right at the end. Like, I was expecting the last line of this chapter to be like, she heard a familiar voice. She turned around and it was her Arya!
When,
like,
did that last happen?
What do you mean, when did that last happen?
You're saying in chapters like this.
Like, just in, like, other books and, like, just, like, in general. I feel like it's, like, the end of the chapter
in
is,
general,
like, that it happens.
For, like, all books or George R. R. Martin?
Not George R. R. Martin, no.
And he's a very typical writer.
Shh. It's fine. Because I don't know, like, I just feel like if it was gonna happen, the end of the chapter would have been Arya? Or, like, something. Right. You know?
Hmm. I understand. Give us something. That. So it's not gonna happen?
No, it is. I want it
so
to happen.
So what are you saying?
Okay, I'm manifesting it.
Okay.
They will make it.
How about this? Let's take a breather. Let's talk about next chapters and then talk predictions.
I think it'll happen. That's my prediction. I don't have any logic for it, but I think it's going to happen.
The wedding's done, I guess, because, like, yeah, we don't often go back in time, like, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't think we're going to go back to be them being like, I swear on the father and the mother and the blah, 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 that I'll be your wife. Like, we're not going to go to that.
I think he probably also didn't show us because we recently just saw a wedding.
Oh, yeah. Sansa's wedding, and, like, we've got another wedding coming up.
Exactly.
With Joffrey's wedding. There's a lot of weddings.
Yeah.
what other things can we, I guess just like the whole like Rob's plan to take back the North. Still like, do you stand by your it's gonna work?
Yeah.
All right. And what other predictions? Any, can you help me out with this? Cause it's,
let's see.
Rosalind Frey can have kids.
Yeah.
And are they going to have
kids? Oh, I have a crackhead prediction about that. Or okay, crackpot.
Are they going to have kids?
Yes, boss.
Okay. All right. Give me your crackhead prediction. Not your crackpot one. I don't want that one. I want the crackhead one.
My crackhead prediction is, I think Rosalind Frey loves someone else.
And that's why she's crying?
Yeah.
Who do you think she loves?
I don't know. Some random.
Not anybody we know.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're not going to have a very happy wedding. Or happy marriage.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I like that prediction. Anything else?
I had some fun predictions today.
Yeah. I think that, like, the wedding, kids,
I think
Walder Frey, is he going to be less of a pain in the ass, equally pain in the ass, or more of a pain in the ass
equally. Going forward? Equally.
Equally.
Because he can.
More of the, heh.
Yeah. Because he can. Heh.
Ugh, gross. And, I think that's, like, literally, there's nothing else. Because we had these chapters before, so we kind of predicted on most things, kind of. So, Arya and her family will be reunited. Oh, what are they going to do with Clegane? The last time you said they're going to pay him and send him away.
I think, same thing.
Okay. All right, then. Next chapters?
Mm-hmm. Actually, I had another crackpot prediction.
Okay,
maybe Walder ahead. Frey will marry Clegane to someone.
What?
I don't know why but then I thought about it and I was like, I don't know why he'd do that, so never mind.
Or like, if Rob doesn't take Clegane into his service, maybe Frey will.
He could. Yeah.
You know, that could be a thing.
That could be a thing.
But
Or okay. Bolton could.
So the Lannister, like, something is, like, somebody's gonna disrupt this wedding. Well, post-wedding, whatever.
Yeah, Clegane.
Okay, they're on the way.
I have another prediction. It could also be another possibility of what could happen. Okay, it could also be, like, okay, as they're going into the castle, they get intercepted. This is very unlikely, but they get intercepted by Sandor Clegane. Or Gregor Clegane. And then it becomes...
But how does Gregor get, like, behind the wall on the other side of the camp, though?
He just does. He just does. Just because... I'm not saying this is going to happen. I just need you to live this action sequence with me, okay? Can you do that?
Go ahead.
So, he meets them up front. And then it's a battle of the Cleganes. Because his brother's been going off recently.
Like Clegane Bowl, if you will.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, that is not original to me. That is, not original.
Really? Okay.
No.
So I think that
because everybody wants them to fight it out.
That's funny. Especially because recently he's really ramped up the, like, mentioning his brother and being like, I'm a murder that boy. I'm a murder him, you know? So I'm like, you know what? Here's your chance right now. You have a mission, and what's standing in your way to completing your mission is your brother. He's always metaphorically standing in your way. Now he's physically. So can you do it?
I like it. Je l'aime.
Merci.
Okay. So next chapters, we're reading 2.
Yay.
Hopes, predictions, all your things. I think your hopes are, like, Catelyn, Arya.
Yep. My hope... One sec. My hopes are Catelyn and Arya because I need them to be reunited, and I just need Arya to know that she has people and she's loved and she's a valuable and we love her and she's amazing. However, what I think is going to happen is Dany and Tyrion.
Okay. And what will they be up to? Oh, wait, no, hang on. I actually don't ask you that until I reveal who the chapters are.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot the format. the chapters, we're reading 51 and 52. Chapter 51 is Catelyn.
Oh, and chapter 52
is Arya.
You're lying to me right now.
I liked it when you said that, like, the chapter would end with, like, Mother, Arya, and then the next chapter would start with expansion. This leaves room for that, just saying.
Oh my god! Wait, 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 wait. No way they don't reunite. No way! Absolutely no fucking way, bro! They must. They literally have to.
So, all your predictions stand.
Yes. Oh my god. Okay. They literally have to. This has been building up, bro. There's literally nothing. Okay. Okay. Hold up. Listeners, for context. Okay. Today is a Sunday. We are recording on the upcoming Thursday. You know when I'm going to read these? Before Thursday. And usually every single time not without fail, but 95% of the time, 96% of the time, I read these chapters the day of. So this one is going to be read
Are you reading them tonight?
I can't read them tonight because I have to edit the episode that comes out on Wednesday. It's a hard knock life for me.
Alright, so this is motivation for you to edit quickly.
No, but maybe I'll just delay editing to read.
No, I really think you should edit first. Come on.
No, but I want to read.
Do it as a reward.
I don't want to do that. I want the reward. I want the cookie before Preet, the
I
job.
Think you should really edit first, because we cannot delay by another week.
But I want to read these
episodes. We're on a schedule!
I want to read these episodes! Or chapters, not episodes.
You have no time to edit afterwards.
Okay, I will edit. Sad. Anyway, I'm excited for when I do get to read them. So it's okay. It'll be fun. Well, actually, you know what? Maybe it's good that I have to wait because...
All right.
It's good that I have to wait in case it is bad. because think about it. If I read these and they're bad, I'm not editing after them being bad.
I guess that's true.
So I will edit and then we will read. Yay. When we record on Thursday, we're going to have recorded 3 times in the same week, which we haven't done in a while.
Mm-hmm. Well, good things come to those who wait? ? I don't know.
Now you're just saying things.
I am saying things. It's fine.
Okay, can we do some emails?
Oh, yes. We have emails. Okay, I want to address a couple Discord things first, because I said I would. First off, I totally forgot to mention during the Jaime rescues Brienne sequence how it's basically not even the Jaime rescues Brienne, but Brienne fighting a bear that's Bear and the Maiden Fair, Lysandre. Because I remember reading that and being like, oh, it's weird that everybody around them is not singing that at the top of their lungs. Like, we heard that song so many times already. Like, why isn't that happening? Yeah. And then I forgot to bring it up during the chapter, but...
That's funny.
Wonder if that's where they got their motivation to torture her in such ways.
Interesting.
So, that.
So, Vargo's a lover of song, is what we're saying?
Who knows? Okay, another point by Leah, who always hits all the points that I'm just like, you're right, but I don't want you to be right. So this is from when John was still with the Wildlings, and it was like they were at Queen's Crown, and he was like, oh my god, this guy is gonna die, and he lives in like the, you know, he lives south of the wall. He's in protected areas. He shouldn't have to worry about this. Mm-hmm. And Leah was like, yeah, and the dude that they killed beyond the wall should have to worry about it just because he's beyond the wall. How is that fair? And I was like, Leah, you're right.
Slay. Literally slay.
Honestly.
Yeah. It's like as soon as it's not his people.
Just because they're on this other geographical area doesn't mean their life shouldn't matter as much. So... John, that's some problematic thinking, and I'm sorry that we didn't pick up on that. But thank you, Leah, for always doing the work. Mm-hmm. We love you.
Yeah. Slay.
So, needed to get that. Also, Leah is, was... This is the one where I'm like, Leah, you're right, but I don't want to hear it. This yeah. is... This is her pointing out that Jamie gets, like, too much credit for his, like, little sad story.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just such Jamie fangirls that I don't care.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay.
Like, you're right. He did push a kid down a window.
However.
And, yeah, like, and Ned would probably, like, Ned had reasons to not like him beyond just the fact that he was sitting on the chair. Like, he did walk through a whole city that had just been sacked by Lannisters.
Mm-hmm.
I get all of those things. But I just love Jamie.
Jamie.
So, yeah, I'm going to be unreasonable on that one. You're right, but I don't want to hear it.
Oh, my God.
So those are my thoughts on the Discord chats. I think there's probably going to be, there's probably more that I'm forgetting, but I try to keep up with them. I just need to, like, note them down as soon as I come across them. But anyway, that's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Back to emails. Let me pull them up. So our first email is from Masego Masejo. I still do not know how to pronounce your name. I'm so sorry. But they sign it off as Mas, so I'm going to call them Mas. Okay, so the email is titled, Finally. Okay, I'm losing time. I have sent this 5 times already. In my mind, that is, because... 5 because I'm trying to sound more put together, but it's definitely more than that. We want to hear... You should send it every time you think about sending it, too. And I feel like a less awesome Moon Knight. Oh, that's, like, in reference to the, like, losing time thing.
Oh.
The first time I sent it was the first week you start the weekly thing. I was going to joke how your irregular episodes and Vinland Saga are how I keep time. Every episode equals a month or half. Now Vinland Saga is over, you are regular, so imagine you have seen this joke then.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we're irregular, but then we did skip that 1 week, but it happens.
It's okay. What we do, I feel like the pattern I'm noticing is we do, like, at least for the summer, we do, like, 4 in a row, and then the 5th week, it's just, like, we get really busy, and stuff happens, and then we're not able to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do, like, 4 in a row. So that's the trend you should look out for. But we're trying weekly. We're doing our best.
Yeah. So, Moss continues, hey dudes, lot of imagination needed for this mail, so imagine my greetings in the subject, and sorry for all the all caps. Not to... unalive, undeaded point, but every time Mott says something unconfident, Jose Mourinho taking off headphones meme, dude, I for everyone think you're okay. Case closed. There you go, Mott.
Oh,
there's
God.
Your tough love for the day.
Oh,
the main
God.
Reason I'm here is because y'all got hate for Stan the man, and I don't appreciate it. As a Stan, all the flaws you state, I don't see it. And that's the extent of my defense, and that's enough. The actor did a lot of heavy lifting, to be honest. I will end here, and we don't want another Fire and Blood. That lullaby, not in a good way.
That's so funny.
Is
this in response to me being like, Stan fans, make your arguments?
Maybe, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. That's so, like, funny.
Honestly, like, I don't hate him.
We just don't like him. We don't like him, and we don't have the rose-colored glasses that we have for people like John and
we don't have the Davos-colored glasses.
Exactly.
For Stannis.
So we're just very objective with him. And, like, I get that, you know, like, he's broken inside, and I understand that if you can relate to the ways that he's broken inside, you're going to be more likely to give him a bit more credit for the nice things that he does do. But I think me and Nav just don't relate to him in that way. So we're just very much like, dude, why would you do that? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think, like, we've really talked it, like, to death, this topic.
Yeah.
See but, all of the previous episodes.
Yeah. Stan fans, we see you. We're just not on the same wavelength.
Yeah, I don't hate him. I don't think I hate him. I just don't love him, you know?
Yeah, he's just kind of annoying.
So they sign off, much love. Imagine this as a preface. Haven't listened to this week's episode as incentive to actually send this. Hope I have something to say afterwards.
Nice.
And then specifically to you, Harmuth, I see your plugs and I hear you and I have anxieties of having to keep up with every conversation I'm in, hence I don't start any, plus the losing time thing. I'll be replying mentally 90% of the time.
I love that. Thank you. Thank you for acknowledging my aggressive plugging. All I really need in this world is acknowledgement. That's all I need. I don't even need follow.
Acknowledged.
Genuinely, I don't need follow through for most things. I just need acknowledgement.
You have been acknowledged.
Thank you.
Slay. All right. The next email is from Thedo, who recently joined Discord. So glad to see you on there.
I love that.
Yeah, this is titled, all caps, wait, I'm almost done. Because if you remember, Thedo is the person who binge listened, and
yeah.
He was on book two, like, within a week.
Oh my god, I love that.
Yeah. Hello everyone, once again. It's me, Thedo from Botswana. So I just finished listening to the last episode discussion of A Clash of Kings, currently listening to the wrap-up episode. I had hoped to finish listening much earlier, but I had to give myself a 2-day mental break from podcasts since I had spent way too much time listening.
Oh my god.
I feel ya. I stopped listening to podcasts for the month of May and June, and I'm just catching up on all of them now in July, so I understand.
Oh my god.
I'll probably listen to the Sworn Sword episode, then start listening to A Storm of Swords in a day or two. Keep up the good work. Thank you.
Oh my god.
We did keep up the good work, and we will keep on keeping up the good work. I don't know.
Oh my god.
And then Thedo sends another email, this one titled, Offspring of the Tall?
Interesting.
Speaking of the Sworn Sword, a few days ago, I was listening to your discussion of one of Arya's chapters in A Game of Thrones. This was when Arya was still in King's Landing and had recently overheard the conversation between Lord Varys and Magister Illyrio Mopatis. So remember that? Like, think back to that time?
Mm-hmm.
Remember how she escaped and found herself at the other end of the Red Keep near the waters of Blackwater Bay? Mm-hmm. She tried to enter the castle, but the two guards completely dismissed her. What caught my attention was a phrase used by one of the guards, which is rarely used in the entire A Song of Ice and Fire universe.
Mm-hmm.
She was miles from the castle. Her clothes were almost dry by the time she reached the gatehouse. The gold cloaks who had the watch sneered when she told them to let her in. Off with you, one said. I'm not a beggar, she said. I live here. I said, off with you. Do you need a clout on the ear to help your hearing? A clout on the ear? Excuse me? What now? This is Thedo. The only person who ever used a specific phrase was Sir Duncan the Tall, the Hedge Knight, who later became a member of the Kingsguard under Aegon V. I immediately looked into whether Sir Duncan had any children, and it has been heavily speculated that he did, although I haven't found any official proof.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So, there's more. I can't decide.
Tell me.
Yeah, there's like, I think we may have talked about this at some point, but I don't want to talk about it now. I kind of want to talk about it when we read the next Duncan Egg story. Thedo just, like, lists the two people who are speculated to be descendants of Duncan the Tall.
Interesting.
And... although the physical attributes of the guard in Arya's chapters were not described, could it be possible that he belongs to Dunk's lineage? That would be fascinating, because I remember Dunk worrying that he would never achieve anything, that his family / children would suffer the same fate. What do you all think? I think that Dunk grew up in King's Landing, and that it's a common saying among the common folk. That's what I think. I don't think that, like, it's possible that guard could have been descended from Dunk.
Mm-hmm.
But I like your theorizing, though. That's definitely cool. But that's my thought. What are your thoughts?
I think that would be really fun.
That if the guard were a descendant of Sir Duncan the Tall?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would make sense. I think either way, I'm okay with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you for making us think of that and making me look forward to reading the next Dunkin' Egg story mm-hmm. after this book.
I'm excited, even though we're, like, very far away.
Only half a book to go. It's fine.
It'll literally be, like, the new year before we get there.
Yeah. Okay, so that's everything, I think. Do you have any other final thoughts before we wrap this up? And
let me double check. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Does Varys know about, like, the caches of wildfire?
I don't think we know.
Because, on one hand, Varys knows everything. But on the other hand, as somebody who lives at King's Landing and, like...
I mean, he did serve King Aerys.
Yeah. But, like, wouldn't he
have no idea.
Because wouldn't he want to, you know, fix that issue?
You would think so.
Because seeing as he, you know, lives there. But then at the same mm-hmm. time, it's like, how could he not know? But then also, if he knew, how could he not do anything about it? So I'm very
confused. That is
confused.
A really good question. We really don't know much about that situation.
Mm-hmm.
So...
yeah, I don't know. I just wonder.
It's just a wait and find out right now. Because, like, literally, we haven't been given anything else.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, maybe King's Landing will blow up one day and then we'll have all our answers.
Please. Yeah, but if it blows up, we're still not going to know who knew it was going to blow up.
No, but then we would know that they didn't do anything about it.
Oh, because Varys might have done something about it and Jaime might just not know.
Yeah, I don't know. My brain's turning off. This is a good question. I think we should ask the Discord what they think, whether Varys knows or not. Because mm-hmm. I don't think we've had any indication one way or the other.
Interesting.
So everybody, write us a little thing in Discord. And you can join that by clicking the link in the bio. Alternatively, you can send us an email. Our email is popculturesymposium@gmail.com and follow us on Instagram @popculturesymposium. Until next time, farewell, my friends.
Talk to you later.
Bye.